It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is a school district update, and I've got Principal Wendy Flucky with Castle Heights Elementary with me today. We always go around the schools and talk to the, you know, the principals just to kind of get an idea of what's going on at the schools. And, you know, this year is really, really great. They have the kids back in school. Everybody's there, and things are going great as always and as they should. Principal Flucky, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, Dave. It's nice to be with you.
So, first off, how are things going at Castle Heights? What did we decide? You're about 3 weeks into it now?
We are. You know, things are starting off very well. We're in our third week of school, and, yeah, things are just going smoothly. The kids are settled back in. They're learning the routines and procedures, and teachers are, you know, kind of reviewing a few things from last year as we're doing our beginning of the year testing. And, yeah, we're just kind of getting into the swing of things.
It's funny how, you know, some kids come back and they're right back in the routine and know what's going on, and then the others need that little bit of reinforcement to remind them of what goes on in school, isn't there?
Exactly.
Now, over the summer, they gained some money from COVID protocols and things like that, and they had a summer school that students at the elementary level could go on a volunteer basis if they wanted to. And you said that this was a pretty much a success from what you're hearing. So let's talk just a moment about the summer school program that went on up there.
So we did have the summer school program that ran through the middle of June through the end of July, and it was on a voluntary basis. We had quite a few parents that signed their kids up, and it was Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays of each week. And the kids came in, and they were able to continue working on some of those math and reading programs that they had worked on throughout the school year to keep their skills up. And then there was also additional activities provided for them by the teachers and the aides that ran the program.
And you're kind of hoping that at the back end of this, it really helps with what they call the summer slide. It happens every year when the kids go away, and they have to spend some time at the beginning of the year getting them back to where they were when they left for spring. So you're kind of hoping that that program will help with that summer slide, and the kids were there, they were reading, and all of that good stuff, which is really, really important to keep those brains working in the summertime.
Exactly, yes, and once we're finished with our beginning of the year data, we'll be able to look at the data of those students just to see where they were performing at the end of the year and then compare those scores to the beginning of the year. So I'm hopeful that we're going to see a closure in the gap that we usually see.
So let's talk about the school year that's coming up. Is there one thing, I mean, reading is always a big deal every year, it never changes, but are there any other like emphasis points that you guys are working on at the elementary level this year that's going to be like, you know, this is what we're going to circle, this is what we're going to push, this is what we're going to work on this year?
We have several focuses. So reading and language arts is definitely our number one focus. But as a staff, we're also focusing on math and establishing a foundational skills in the math with basic math facts, just so that when students go to the next grade level, they have their addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, concrete, so that they're able to move on. So we do have a focus on the math as well. We also have a behavior focus this year, and our school-wide theme is kindness.
So you're going to be working on that this year, and you know what? Reading and the just getting back to basics, it sounds like.
Yep, exactly.
All right, so now every year it seems like you've got new faculty members that come in, new teachers that come in, teachers that leave. Have you got any this year that you want to kind of give a shout-out to and kind of let people know about?
Well, we did. Our kindergarten teacher, Mrs. White, retired, and so we have Kimberly Carver that is teaching kindergarten this year. And then in first grade, we have Mrs. Lindsay Hansen that is co-teaching with Mrs. Madrid. So we're excited to have those two join our team. And then we also have in the music position, welcoming to our staff, Mrs. Julie Woodhouse.
So you've got some new faces going up there at Castle Heights, and you guys are just ready, and it's time to get back to work and get back to school, isn't it?
It is, yes. We have a wonderful faculty.
So you've got, you know, the back-to-school nights are out of the way, and you're kind of cruising through. You're saying the next thing, you really don't have anything going on or anything planned until October, and that's going to be parent-teacher conferences. Let's just kind of touch on some protocols and things that are going on at the school right now.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah. So this year we're still continuing on with hand sanitation, hand washing, doing high-touch frequency sanitation, and just really trying to promote good hygiene so that kids can stay healthy and that we can stay in school and have a good school year in person.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Making sure those kids stay in person all the time as much as they possibly can. Principal Wendy Flucky with Castle Heights Elementary, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. I am going to let you get back to the business at Castle Heights, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.